researchers with inside knowledge of their subject can face interesting challenges. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, to Lisa J. Carter, assistant professor in the Department of Justice, Law, and Criminology at American University, takes a look at how insider status can affect one's research outcomes.
Researchers who collect their data inside correctional facilities face a unique set of challenges. When I studied how employees are trained at a statewide Department of Correction in the Mid-Atlantic in 2018, I was quickly confronted by challenges. While my practitioner experience granted me credibility with corrections administrators, the notebook I scribbled in constantly generated suspicion among staff. Snitches talk, snakes record, a mole has hidden intentions. But when my subjects gave me the more endearing nickname Books, it illustrated the complexities of my dual identity along the spectrum of relationships that exist between researchers and participants. And although these labels may not be distinct concepts, they reflect varying levels of rapport and trust. While insider status, such as prior experience as a correctional officer, may convey legitimacy and trust to some people within the institution, my outsider status as an academic raised skepticism in others. Our study shows how balancing status between insider and outsider can both hinder and enhance the research process. It reveals the importance of rethinking key stakeholders in research and underscores commitment to reflexivity throughout the entire research process. Although our data are from corrections, the leveraging of both an insider and outsider status is applicable to any context in which researchers have prior practitioner experience, including education, law, and business. It is vital for anyone engaged in research to acknowledge the intersections of their identities, including their professional selves. Both practitioners and academics can benefit greatly by integrating individuals with both insider, outsider, and in-betweener status into their research teams or make them key stakeholders in their work.
That was to Lisa J. Carter of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.